much love, you can't get no rest. If you're willing to waste a little time, I don't want all of it. All I need's a little bit. You got a lot of money saved, no use taking it all to your grave. Ain't worth nothing if you ain't feeling fine. And I don't want all of it. All I need's a little bit. You know, Daddy gave you everything on a silver platter. But the one thing he never gave you was the one thing that really mattered. So if you feel unsatisfied, something missing deep down inside, you had so many lovers, but you never really tried. Getting late. Now and then we all need someone to sit down and set us straight. You got gold to give and time to pray. You think living right's so living your way, but there's a heaven down here, baby. We can find we try. I don't want all of it. All I need's a little bit. I don't want all of it. All I need's a little bit.
Madeline Peyrou with A Little Bit. It's about 9 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's a beautiful day in northern Minnesota, crisp, 36 degrees with clear skies in Grand Rapids, Big Fork at 34, Bemidji's at 34, Bewabic reporting 33 degrees, currently 33 in Cross Lake, Garrison at 32, 36 in Hill City, and currently 37 degrees in the Onamia area. Programming on KEXE is supported by the Beltrami County Historical Society. They are accepting reservations for LEFSA makers and vendors who are interested in securing space for the annual LEFSA Festival Cook-Off, December 3rd from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Hungry Bear Conference Center in Bemidji. The winning LEFSA maker receives prizes and bragging rights as the best darn LEFSA maker in northern Minnesota. For details, call KEXE 218-326-1234. It's Between You and Me on KEXE. Today we're talking about Let's Bring Back. What would you bring back to your home, your town, or your life if only you could? Our contributor Aaron Brown is a writer from the Iron Range, and he is used to this question. Here's Aaron.
When you live in the heart of the Midwest, in a little notch of the Rust Belt called the Iron Range, you're accustomed to wanting things back. If you're young enough to have taken a high school computer class in a place like this, you almost certainly watch the computers replace your parents. By the time you were old enough to recognize places, those places were changing, moving, closing. And when the Chuck E. Cheese closes, the Chuck E. Cheese stays closed. As time passed on the Iron Range, first the Woolworths, then the Pomida, then the Kmart closed. You watched schools close, perhaps your own. And when your school closed, you were lucky if it wasn't torn down. Mine became a bar. The institutions of your life almost always became something like a tattoo parlor, a pawn shop, or a less practical business that will itself soon close. The Iron Range is a place where great things happened quickly, not so long ago. Dozens of immigrant groups converged on an unlikely stash of ore and timber in a forgotten region that spent a century along an unknown, barely disputed border between the British Empire and the emerging United States. In the century that followed, the Iron Range produced resources that built modern cities, people who revolutionized the American workforce and won World War II. The Iron Range forged the modern age, which now teeters on the brink of a new age. In the skittering debris, even the most sophisticated among us must watch things leave and want them back. You might have heard of an authentic Jamaican restaurant in the range town of Gilbert called the Whistling Bird. My wife and I went there when we were first married, and again every year on our anniversary. Smooth reggae played in low light over delicious tropical entrees. It reminded us that greatness can exist anywhere. Until one year, the place seemed just a bit off and closed soon thereafter. I want that place back. I want the Zim store, the Forbes store, and the Cherry store back, all the stores from the places I lived as a kid. I want the Red Owl back, the baseball card shop back, and the Five and Dimes that my parents went to when they were kids. I want the downtown theaters of the 1950s back, and the opera houses of the 1920s. Sometimes living on the Iron Range in the year 2010 is only tolerable if you know what used to be here. A proper map of the Iron Range shouldn't be limited to geography and landmarks, but also time. Layers of paper could be peeled away to reveal the buildings and earth that were once there, but now aren't. Bob Dylan, who's from here, named an album...
The dress would kind of hang askew.
Yes.
But I also liked her talking about heirloom... dishes and kitchens and tables and the table. You remember here's one thing I just noticed. There's a catalog from Vermont called the Vermont Store, and they have a lot of nostalgia stuff like candy and flannel nightgowns and gingham tablecloths. But I saw one the other day that's got one of these. Now, most of the time they were red or sometimes green, a step stool. It was metal, and the steps folded in underneath it.
Yeah, we have three of those at our house. I love those so much. I keep, whenever I find them at antique stores.
I want one.
Yeah, we have two yellow ones, and one is in really good shape. One is really beat up, and then we have a red one that we use, too. But they're...
Yeah, my parents had a red one, too, and I just wish they would be brought back a little. And they're like $80.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can. I've found them for. I think the last one that I bought, which was a couple years ago, it was only $25 at a junk store, and it was in
nice.
Perfect condition. So I will keep my eye out for you because
you do that, Heidi, and I like the show. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And Julie, you can set it in your kitchen. What it's handy for, this little step stool, is like little kids sitting and waiting, so your grandkids when they come to visit can sit on your step stool.
Right. Right. Good work. Thank you.
Yes. All
bye.
Right. Thanks. Bye. That's Julie Crabb, or the mom of pop culture. We also know her as. She's calling to also vote that letter writing should come back. As she's a postal carrier, she sees some come through the mail, but she'd like to see more. Do you write letters? Do you send cards to people? Is that something you think we should bring back? Maybe it's the store that you used to go to when you were a kid. Call and join our conversation today, 218-326-1234. Our thanks to Grand Rapids GM, located at 1610 Pacagama Avenue South in Grand Rapids. Customer service is their goal. They carry a complete line of Chevrolet, Buick, and Cadillac vehicles, plus a dedicated service department online at GrandRapidsGM.com. Call now and join our conversation about bringing things back, 218-326-1234. 326-1234.
Wanna keep your dream alive? Gonna keep it with mine. But I'm no good for you, I suppose. When you get a cold bath, you still hold me close at night. Never like you any less. And the world's not such a friendly place, is it? Can go very cold, very quickly, and for a very long time. If the sun by some twist of fate stops giving out its shine. Some other time the future comes right round to haunt me. Some other time the future comes round just to see that all is as it could be. Like it's there to remind me we've got to wait and see. Didn't ask to be conceived in a loveless embrace. Still we learn to be a warm sun around a very cold galaxy. It's just like you said it could be. Oh, it's like you said it would be. Some other time the future comes right round to haunt me. Some other time the future comes round just to see that all is as it should be. Like it's there to remind me we've got to. As it could be, always there to remind me we've got to wait and see. We've got to let it be, yeah. Wait and see, wait and see. Do 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 do.
That's Beth Orton on KEXE Grand Rapids. It's Between You and Me. We're talking about bringing things back today. We have joining us now Miss Kitty. Now, Miss Kitty, are you of the Sofa Kings in Brainerd? Is that how it goes?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
All right. Thank you for calling. What do you want to bring back?
Linda, I would love to bring back the old habit or Mayday baskets. I remember when I was in elementary school, we'd make them out of paper or cardboard or colored or even comic books, the funnies out of the newspapers, and fill them with things that cost nothing but meant a lot, like dried flowers or fresh flowers or, you know, a little note or maybe a picture or a poem that you've written, and just or a pretty piece of fabric, and put them on your friends' doors or people you don't know, and tie them on with a ribbon or just hang them on the knob, and it's such a tender, you know, something we've lost, just to take the time to show someone we care and not have to go out and spend a lot of money on it, something we've made ourselves.
Right. That's a great memory. Yeah, people should bring. You said May Day baskets, right?
Yeah, you don't remember them?
No, I do. I remember giving one to my grandmother once or a couple of neighbors where we'd ring the doorbell, leave it on the step, and run away.
That's one way to do it. I'm obviously a little aging myself here, but I remember doing them in elementary. I went to school in Little Falls, Minnesota, and I remember making them making them in class and just making the baskets, just, you know, almost like, and then you learn about paper folding at the same time, mm-hmm. origami, which is another lost art. But we'd make up how many, I remember making a dozen of them and maybe not even using them all, and putting, save your Easter grass from the year before, or take shredded colored paper or something, and then put your little trinkets in there and just put them on doors. Hmm. And it was always on May Day, May 1st.
Right.
And I haven't seen it or heard of it in, I don't know, maybe 40 years.
Well, maybe you put it in someone's head now. Maybe they're going to get ready for May Day.
Well, I sure put it back in mine.
All right. Thanks, Miss Kitty. Have a great day.
You too, Linda. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's Between You and Me on KEXE. We've got Sue from Hibbing with us now. Hi, Sue. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you again. The thing that I miss the most is, and I don't think they do it anymore, but as kids, we always played outside so much, and we had all these games that we played. You know, we played hide-and-seek and draw a magic circle, pump-pump pull-away. I mean, there was never a boring moment in our lives, I swear to God. We were always outside, you know, sliding in the winter,
mm-hmm.
and you just really don't see that anymore, or very little of it. You know, kids will go skating maybe, or do some sliding, but for the most part in the summertime, if it isn't an organized sport, they're basically not doing it. You
right.
know, or they're watching television, or they're, you know, on computers, or it's just not the interaction of kids like it used to be.
I know. No,
that I remember.
No Red Rover, red light,
no.
green light.
Yep.
Or
send somebody over.
Yeah.
Know, right. and even hopscotch and marbles. We used to, you know, we just used to play all day long. And
yeah.
boys and girls played together. It didn't make any difference. Sometimes we played dolls in the morning and guns in the afternoon and cowboys and Indians in the woods. So it was just so different. And I just don't remember ever telling my mother that I'm so bored.
Right, right.
And we never were.
And then
in fact, we never wanted to come in to eat. You know,
right.
We wanted to keep going.
When all the mothers would yell for their kids to get in.
Yes.
And
even our kids did the same thing. We played a lot outside. In fact, I had a cowbell in order to get them in because I never knew where in the woods they'd be or,
yeah.
know, or if they'd be building a fort or what they'd be doing. But I just think a lot of that is lost nowadays with kids, is with all the organized sports and things they have. And not that they aren't good, but,
right.
you know, there's still a lot of boredom, I think, with kids.
Yeah.
That I see anyway. But
well, thanks.
That's
for
it.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I love paper dolls. I was
I
telling
know.
Joel, I said, oh, my gosh, I had so many sets of paper dolls. I
huh.
loved cutting them out, and I played with them.
I know.
And I had this great big dress box, and I had each set in layers, and then I'd put a paper in between them, and then I'd have another one. And I could entertain myself for hours doing that.
Yeah.
So either I'm simple-minded or I don't know, but I love that kind of thing.
Yeah. Thanks, Sue. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. It's Between You and Me on KEXE. We want you also to share what you want to bring back. 218-326-1234. We want to thank American Bank for sponsoring Between You and Me, an original local production from 91.7 KEXE every Saturday morning from 10 to noon. American Bank supporting the efforts of community radio, using the airwaves to tell stories of friends and neighbors. Call now and join us. 218-326-1234.
Are you still in love with me, like the way you used to be, or is it changing? Is it deeper over time, like the river that is winding through the canyon? Are you still in love with her? Do you remember how you were before the song?
Are you closer for the tears, or has the weight of old years left you hollow? Always strangers now, like this a field gown and the vaudeville show. Are we strangers now, like rock and roll and the radio? Like rock and roll and radio. I can see you lying there, tying ribbons in your hair, pulling faces. I can feel your hand in mine, though we're living separate lives in separate places. Oh, we're strangers now, like the sick field gal and the vaudeville show. Oh, we're strangers now, like rock and roll and the radio. Like rock and roll. Flies on the wall, hold wide, road tight, counting curtain calls, and waiting for the axe to fall. Are you still in love with me, like the way you used to be? Or is it changing? Is it deeper over time, like the river that has winding through a canyon? Always strangers. Like the sick field gown and the vaudeville show. Always strangers now, like rock and roll and the radio. Like rock and roll.
New music from Ray LaMontagne, the song called Like Rock and Roll and Radio. It's 11 minutes after 11 o'clock. Business support is essential to KEXE success. The next time you're in a business that supports KEXE, please take the time to thank them. And if you know of a business that would benefit from underwriting on KEXE, call John Bauer, 218-326-1234. I'm Heidi Holton. It's Between You and Me on KEXE. I'll be with you until noon. At noon, we've got Music on the River. That's till 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, it's the news from National Public Radio, All Things Considered. 5 o'clock, On the River with Gail Otteson. Green Cheese Trivia tonight, 7 o'clock, your host Linda Johnson. And more Music on the River at 9 with Tom Cobb. Our thanks this morning to the Grand Rapids Players for their support. They're a nonprofit organization founded in 1965. They're a community theater that produces several performances each year, directed and cast with local participants. Online at grplayers.com. In the weather today, partly sunny skies, highs 38 to 43 degrees, northwest winds 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 23 to 28, with winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, Sunday, highs 40 to 45, evening lows 25 to 30, and by Monday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid to upper 40s. We're talking about bringing things back today, whether it's midnight suppers, wax lips, chum gum, suave strawberry shampoo, or paper dolls. We want you to join us. Maybe you've started writing letters again, like Kevin has. Call and join the conversation today. 218-326-1234. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Steve Downing and what he wants to bring back.
Well, I must have dreamed you up in my head many years ago, but you never existed, or at least I thought I'd never know. It's like a thing so rare, you came out of thin air. Now I'm laughing with you, now I'm talking with you, now I'm holding you, and I'm never gonna let you go.
That's Stacey Earle and Mark Stewart with Never Gonna Let You Go. It's 17 minutes after 11 o'clock. We want to thank Center, a yoga, Pilates, and Thai massage studio in Grand Rapids and Hibbing for their support of KEXE. They offer over 25 classes weekly in yoga, Pilates, Pilates mat, Pilates equipment, and kettlebells. All the classes are ongoing with no start or end date, and any level of student can participate. Online at center-mn.com. We've been talking today about what we might want to bring back. We have our regular contributor, Steve Downing, this morning with his thoughts.
When I saw the three martini lunch on a list of things that fell out of favor a long time ago, it caught my eye. Not because I think it deserves to be reinstated on the in favor list. Now, as I've said before, I do favor a Bombay Sapphire Martini up, bone dry, with a lemon twist on a weekend evening. But the idea of a three martini lunch during the workday struck me as so exceptional, I decided to investigate. I learned that the three martini lunch really was an accepted practice 40, 50 years ago, especially among male urban business movers and shakers. President Gerald Ford himself took issue with candidate Jimmy Carter when the latter condemned the three martini lunch. Ford said, quote, "The three martini lunch is the epitome of American efficiency. Where else can you get an earful, a bellyful, and a snootful at the same time?" Unquote. Jimmy Carter won that election, as far as any newly elected American president can be said to have won anything. Although I have experience as a male urban business mover and shaker, it never involved the three martini lunch, not once. A man of science, I set out to study the phenomenon firsthand in a rigorously controlled experiment. First control, I did this without buy-in or influence from other current or former movers and shakers. Second control, I factored out social networking as a component. This was about the three martini lunch and me. Third control, I picked a place I'd never been to before where the staff didn't know me, nor I them. Actually, it was an uneventful lunch. I had my laptop with me and did some email cleanup, made a couple phone calls. I didn't want people thinking I was lonely and drinking for that reason. I didn't want people thinking about me, period. Then as I left, with a song in my loafers, so to speak, the door handle, which wasn't functioning perfectly, caught my sport coat pocket, in fact, pretty well removed my left sport coat pocket. Here, an advantage of the three martinis made itself plain. I was softened, full of grace. Magnanimously, I becalmed the fellow who'd waited on me and had rushed to the door to help. I poo-pooed the accident and generously refused to hold the establishment culpable. When I persuaded him that I had absolutely hated that left sport coat pocket since forever, and I should be thanking him, he sheepishly admitted that he'd been right behind me because of a little question about the bill. On the credit card receipt to the $35 I owed him for the martinis and sandwich, I'd added a $35 tip. Big-hearted though I am, I did concede an adjustment was in order. There was that left sport coat pocket hanging like a mechanic's rag at my side. A 100% tip would have been inappropriate in the extreme. I settled on an $8 tip, enough to keep the waiter off balance for future reference. While this was getting sorted out, somehow the parking lot had been reconfigured. My car was nowhere to be found. I remember saying to myself, you'll wake up from this recurring dream in a second or two, and all will be made clear. Of course, the parking lot hadn't been reconfigured. Ridiculous. Rather, my car had been very expertly repainted while I was busy drinking lunch. A subtle shift in the blue range of the spectrum. I didn't recognize the car right away. Troublesome, but a lesser mystery than a parking lot physically turned around in real space and time. This gave me much to think about back at my desk. Too much. Overcome as I pondered the mysteriousness of real space and time, I was jarred conscious, if that's the term, by the boss. Startled, popping up to the workday surface, I bumped the keyboard or mouse or both hard, I think with my nose, as the boss, standing at my shoulder, said my name quite loudly more than once in her nice but no-nonsense voice. My computer's monitor came alive, and there, wall to wall on the screen, was a site devoted to parasailing in Mexico. Now, obviously, I'd been set up. I hadn't thought about parasailing in Mexico for days, the day before anyway, and this exposes the real risk of the three martini lunch. Your after-lunch world will feel largely fictional. Fiction or not, my life is only nominally interesting to begin with. How about yours? Three martinis and a veggie burger. I'm going to change that. Plus, when a pocket's been ripped off a sport coat, you need a new sport coat. Before that lunch, overall, I was up about $250. I'd like to bring that back.
Easy is, or easy E, my baby. Way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You's is still my baby, baby. Or has that flame in your heart done gone out? A fella is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you think of one, he's gone and made a change. Is you is, or is you ain't my baby? Well, maybe, baby. Find somebody new, is my baby. Still my baby. Fella is creature that has always been strange. And when you think you're sure of one, he's gone and made a change. So is you, is you, is you in my baby? Baby, true.
What do you want to bring back? It's between you and me. Some of the things in Leslie M.M. Bloom's new book, Let's Bring Back, some of the clothing and style that she wishes would come back. Things like cloaks and bloomers and safari hats and pocket watches and parasols and kitten heels. What do you wish would come back in terms of fashion and clothes? 218-326-1234.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town. Just for me. Oh, yeah. She says loving early in the morning. Just for me. Oh, yeah. She says loving just for me. Yeah, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right.
That's Ray Charles. Before that, Anita O'Day. Elementary and middle school kids and their families are invited to Boo Fest, the 11th annual Halloween party at the Headwater Science Center in Bemidji. There'll be games and prizes, costumes and crafts. It is happening tomorrow, Halloween, from 3 to 7 at the Science Center in downtown Bemidji. Don't forget to wear your costume. And going on today, the Crow Wing County Coalition to End Poverty is hosting Operation Community Connect. It's going on now until 3 o'clock at Central Lakes College. The event will be a one-stop place for people to learn about and apply for various types of benefits and social services, plus workshops, nutrition, health, finances, and job searching. The event is free and open to everyone. Lunch is included. It is between you and me on KEXE. We've been talking about bringing things back. We want to hear from you. We want you to chime in and tell us what you think should be brought back. 218-326-1234. Programming on KEXE is made possible with support from the Minnesota Discovery Center in Chisholm, Minnesota, in a partnership with the Iron Range Original Music Association. They announce Acoustic Cafe, a new community music forum, the last Thursday of the month through the fall and winter. Local musicians will be featured from 6:30 to 8:30 in the Discovery Center dining area. Admission is free. Food and beverage are available. For more information, call KAXE 218-326-1234. Call that number to be a part of our show today and tell us what to bring back.
Mm-hmm. My man jumped up this morning, and he sat on the side of the bed. He said, I'm leaving you, baby. And this is just what I said. I said, I can't make you stay if you really want to go. But it is high time, sucker, that you should know. Oh, that child is sick. But guess what happened next? My man thought I was jiving, so he just walked out the door. That was about 3 o'clock in the morning. Had me another man at 4. Someone in the crying, moaning, groan when they man leave them dry, alone and slow. But I'm telling you girls, I found out a long time ago. To go before I really learned the score. And I'm here to tell all you girls, because it's time you should know.
That's Francine Reed with One Monkey Don't.
I'm here to tell you that dog gonna hunt.
Oh, she wasn't quite done yet. One Monkey Don't Stop the Show by Francine Reed. It's 25 minutes before 12 o'clock. Coming up, we're taking more of your phone calls. We'll also have the last word right before noon. Today, we're talking about bringing things back. What do you wish was still around? We have Becky joining us now from BlackBerry. Hi, Becky. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Heidi.
So what do you think?
Well, I don't know if anybody's called in, any Cohasset people have called in, but I grew up in Cohasset, and there was a little store, which has now been converted into apartments, but called the Cohasset Mercantile, and it was affectionately called the Merc.
What was in there?
Well, everything. I mean, you could get everything you needed all in one stop. You could get a box of cereal, a pound of freshly ground beef, and a pound of nails. You know, there was everything there. And the store was run by two gentlemen, Harold Schaefer and George Prescott. And they were always there behind their little glass counter in the meat case. And they knew all of us, you know, by name. And when we went down to pick up whatever we needed from home, we'd always be sure to have a penny to put in the gumball machine, because they had a, in the gumball machine, they had what we called stripers. And they were yellow gumballs with a red stripe around them. And if you got one of those, you got to pick any of the candy that they had in the candy case in the front.
Wow.
I know. It was so exciting. And if we had a handful of pennies, we thought for sure we were going to get the prize, you know. But it was just fun to go down and visit with them, because everybody knew us. And then there was another used a bit place, and we would gather pop bottles. And at that time, you would get, for glass bottles, you'd get a penny deposit or whatever. And the old fellow that ran the used a bit place would cash in the pop bottles, and we'd buy comic books. Or we could bring comic books back, and we would bring back four, and we'd get one new one.
Oh, wow. Do you remember the comic books? Which ones you read?
Well, I was more of an Archie
person. Mm-hmm. I read Archie, too.
You know, my brothers and my husband grew up in Cohasset, too. And they, you know, loved all the Captain Marvels and those sorts of things. But
did you ever get that striped gumball?
Oh, on occasion, I did.
So it wasn't rigged. Somebody did get it once in a while.
Yes, and there were many in there. And you know, we would kind of go and we'd scope it out and kind of speculate when it was gonna, the ones that were never gonna make their way down. To the point where they would come out, and so we'd, you know, if you had your pennies and it looked like maybe there wasn't one close, you'd kind of hold on to them.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It was closer.
Well, it sure would be fun if someone else remembers the Cohasset Mercantile or, you know, a place like that when they were growing up. Because those stores, when you were a little kid, man, they meant so much. Because you'd have a dime or a quarter or something, and you'd try to get as much as you could for that little bit of money. And yeah.
Yep, it was great. And just everything about it, the big glass cases that were there and the meat counter that was, you know, was around the corner there, and it had the big high ceilings and wooden floors that creaked.
Oh, nice.
You walked across it. It was just, there. Everything about it is just so, I don't know, that's comforting, just the smells and the sounds and the people. And
yeah.
This brings back great memories.
Yeah, if only we could bring it back. Gosh.
Yeah. And it was nice because what was there was what you needed,
mm-hmm.
not the excess that you wanted. and I think if there were stores like that, that's where I would shop.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of beyond needing all the other stuff.
Yeah.
I just want the basics.
Right. Well, thanks, Becky. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Becky. She was calling in her memory of a store that was important to her when she was growing up. Maybe remember that same one she's talking about in Cohasset, or there was one in your neighborhood. You can call and join the conversation. Let's bring back. That's what we're talking about today. 218-326-1234. We would like to thank Northern Lights Casino for their support. They're owned and operated by the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe and are located 4 miles south of Walker. Online at northernlightscasino.com.
A boom, 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 boom. You're gonna shoot you right down. Right off of your feet. Take it home with me. I put you in my house. A boom, 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 boom. How, 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 how. While let's waste you. Up and down the floor. when you talk to me. That baby talk. Why I like it like that? But when you talk to me, you knocks me out right off of my feet. Hey! Right down, right off of your feet. I take it home with me. I put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. How, how. Mmm. Mmm. I love the way you strut. Up and down the floor. When you talk to me. That baby talk. Why I like it like that? Hey! Thank you.
listening to music from the Homemade Jams Blues Band. That's the young kids, the brothers and sisters who put that together. It's off their release that came out in 08 called Pay Me No Mind. Hey! Programming on KEXC is supported by Chow Rustic Italian of Side Lake, Minnesota. They serve traditional Italian cooking in the North Woods of Minnesota. Open Friday through Sunday at 4, our thanks to Chow Rustic Italian. Coming up right before noon, we will have the last word, then music all afternoon on the river. That's Macy Gray on Between You and Me. I'm Heidi Holton. It's about 10 minutes before 12 o'clock. We got a call from David McDonald, who happens to be in Washington, D.C. today, to tell us what's happening there. David, what are you there for?
Well, I'm afraid about sanity, so I thought I'd come here and get a little dose of fear and sanity at the same time.
Okay.
And I can tell you it's insane here. It's actually a stunningly beautiful day. It's like the 50s or something. And I don't know what the news reports are saying, but whatever crowd they estimated for, it's got to be a way lot more, because we started headed in towards the stage. It got kind of close to the stage, but it was kind of packed, so we moved back and kept going back and back and back and back
and back and back.
And there's still, I mean, I'm looking all over the place now. I'm on Constitution and 7th, and this is supposed to be the back end of the rally, and I mean, there's just people streaming in all over the place. So there's a lot of people in America trying to restore sanity and or march to keep fear alive.
And which one are you doing today?
Well, like I said, I'm a little afraid of both, so I'm afraid of fear, and I want to make a sane approach towards insanity, or I don't know. No, it's a, you know, that's the good thing about it. There's just thousands of people, and there's not any particular political position, and the signs are just outrageously good. There's all kinds of good stuff, like one sign that said, "I don't hate Muslims, gays, Mexicans, or anybody else, but I hate snakes." And here's another one coming by me that says, "Extremism is not my cup of tea." Team Sanity, and there's a lot of good ones.
So
how are things out there in KXC land?
They're great. Are things going on yet, or are people just gathering so far?
Your show is about what you want to bring back from years past, right?
That's right.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of people who want to bring back a civil discourse about politics. That seems to be the common theme that everybody is, when we talk to people, I'm with my nephew here who's shooting some video for his school TV video store, video site, and everybody we're talking to just says, you know, let's just make it civil. Let's just talk both sides. Let's not get carried away. And, of course, there are a bunch of other, there's a few strange ones here.
David, are you there? David is gone. Well, we will get an update from him next week, I'm sure, on how the rally continues in Washington, D.C. We're bringing things back today. David bringing back civility, he says, in everyday life, in politics. Coming up will be the last word on Between You and Me.
That's Brandi Carlile. She is featured on a CD called Preservation, with an album to benefit Preservation Hall and the Preservation Hall Music Outreach Program. It's a few minutes before noon. This is KAXE Grand Rapids. Coming up is going to be The Last Word. Then we've got music all afternoon on the river. We want to thank Hibbing Chrysler Center for their support, providing service with new and pre-owned sales, leasing, and parts. HibbingChryslerCenter.com shows options, photos, and payment schedules. Our thanks also to Beltrami County Historical Society. They have lots of events happening. Monday through Saturday are their hours, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, call KAXE 218-326-1234. Thanks to all the folks behind the scenes of Between You and Me, like Linda Johnson and Aaron Brown, Steve Downing, and Michael Goldberg. Thanks to the folks who called in today, like Kevin and Miss Kitty. Thanks to Sue and Becky from Blackberry, and Willie and David McDonald, who will call in and give us a report or stop by next week, let us know what he saw in Washington. And Julie, thanks for her call as well. There is still a lost dog out there. Snoop is lost. He's a salt and pepper colored schnauzer. He's lost south of Calumet on the Bass Lake Road wearing a red collar. If you've seen Snoop, make sure you call us, 218-326-1234. It is time now on Between You and Me for The Last Word. And Michael, you have the last word.
Let's bring back haberdashery, men's furnishings. They're bare. You'll hardly find a cufflink or a hat store anywhere. Let's bring back class and elegance. Equality's no fun when everybody sounds and looks and acts like everyone. Let's bring back meals by candlelight. Make dinner last an hour. See if we can slow things down when that's in our power. Nostalgia's mostly wishfulness, a past that never was. It never will go out of style, but each of us sure does. While we get older, left behind, the future roars away. Let's bring back hope and faith that we'll make something of today.
Do you want us to do it again, George?
Okay. With Siggy in mouth.
Let's all get up and let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know. Your mother should know. Sing it again. Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know. Your mother should know. Sing me a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know. 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 really should know. It should fade out at the end anyway, so there was enough to fade out. Was that all right?